preparation must be done soon. We must go to the knees and pray. Pray to inner God to free you from all your life, past and wrongs. There is no sin. Sin is wrong doing. Sin is way to correct something you're making wrong. It's not sin to take you in a hell. There is no hell. There is no hell. My master says, let's see. Let's go up there. It's too cold up there. His majesty, he can stand in the cold. Let's go down in the deep of the earth. It's so hot there. Everything melts. He can stay either there. So where is it more? In his man's mind. And he gets so much power as men give to him. You create him. But your mind. Because your mind is thoughts, actions. And if you form this form in front of you, then you give him power, he gets power, and he becomes so big that he can conquer all the earth. So man's power, man's mind is the one who created this heaven. Not God created heaven. Man created it. And man created, and man has to abolish it. So this way he's going to be free. I don't know how many you're going to be in the next world. But there you're going to see the truth shining with pure crystal light. You're going to bathe in this crystal light. And you're going to become born again. Perfect. But you must abolish all negatives from your minds. All impurities must go. You can go where it is pure. If you got a white paper and you put a little dot, can you see it? Can you see it? If you got a mess paper and you put a big dot, can you see it? No. That's what is there. Pure light. And cannot go anything from this earth there. It's going to be purified. Everything must be purified. The earth entered the aquarium now. The aquarium is 4,000 years empty. It's pure. But the earth is dirty. So dirty, he can't even stand anymore the earth. So he must clean up himself before enter the aquarium. So the 900 years, the 100 years up to 2,115 is going to be this time of cleaning. Entering the earth, the aquarium is pure. And then to go another distance of 2,000, 4,000, 6,000, all years. To make it all this distance again. You see, everything works like a clock. In perfect orbit. No 1 millimeter goes out of his direction. Why? What is this that's making this thing don't go out of his direction? The Big Bang? The great cosmic mind. He directs everything. See? Everything is going according to the divine plan. I have seen the beginning and I have seen the end. And I know what's going to be the end. The end is going to go where is Mars now. Venus gonna come here. Venus today is in the position of not sustained life. She got 400 degree temperature. Men cannot live in 400 degree temperature. When the Venus be ready to sustain life, she's gonna come here. And then gonna go there, where is Mars today. And there's gonna be a phase there, and gonna say, listen, that's what is the Mars phase. Listen, what happened to us don't happen to you. Use this. Why he didn't have the whole body? Why? Because this is the thing that controls everything. Use this. The power is here. Use it. Don't come dirty, dry planet as we are now. Only this planet has life. No planet else. Where man passed, he left his mark. In Neptune, the first planet that first created man, transformed from the Pleiades here, in Neptune. That's his home. That's why he must go back. We are connected by the DNA, all of us, to these people they've been before. And we must go back. We fail, we must go back again where we come from. That's our home. But we must be prepared. Men lost so many times. In life, in Neptune. He make a beautiful planet. Beautiful. He make the most beautiful planet that existed. What happened? Selfishness developed. Selfishness is the disease that decays everything. Selfishness is the disease that separates one from the other. In unity, you can do anything. In diversity, you can do nothing. That's what happens. And this planet be moved to the place where it is today, Mars. And then the sun creates another planet. And he put him in his orbit again. That was Uranus. And as the mother who has the baby close to her when he born, so a son has the nebula close to him to nourish him. How this created? By the light. The light of the Christ spins, vibrates in the Sipan, in the universe, in the cosmos, and absorbs cosmic dust. And pull this into the sun. And the sun gets impregnated. And then give birth. When this be time to give birth, all others must go away. As the mother again give birth, the other kid, he must go farther away. You see, it's not God, it's not complication. It's simplicity. So simple, like you say, N and 1 is 2. But you men making trigonometries. You make an algebra. You don't know what's going in, what's going out. No, he says, 1 and 1 is 2. So simple. Why you don't like the simplicity? And you like the complication. You know why? Because the adversary says, no man, don't go this way. Making your own laws. Making your things. Making your way of life. Don't look this way, man. This way. God's way is one way. one-way street. Then have no shortcuts. One-way street. And you must enter this way, and you don't look no right, no left. There. You must make a decision first. You take a ball, an arrow, and a bow. Hold it. Did you do anything? No. You hold it. You didn't make any decision yet. But when you make a decision, you put all your efforts to hit the target. That moment, you don't think nothing else. No family, no kids, no wife, nothing, no business, no anything. You, mind is, and the eye is right in the dark. And then you let this go, and you go to the dark. You see? You must have decision first. Then must have devotion to your decision. And then you must have persistence. Because you're going to fail, you're going to come up. You're going to fail, you come up. The baby, he walks in his knees first, in his fore. But he sees you standing up. In his little mind there, don't think that he does know. He knows. Why he stood up? Why I'm not me? He tried to grab the chair, the clothes, anything to put his feet up. He fall down. Did he quit? No. Until he succeed to stand in his own feet. And when he stand in his own feet, you see him. I done it. Is that true?
That's, yeah.
You see, he expressed his satisfaction with his smile. Any one of us has a baby smile? No. No. Why? Because he's pure. He has nothing inside to express the smile. You smile because you want to condemn somebody. You want to laugh against somebody. You want to fool somebody. You smile from hypocrisy. You smile with love. You smile with desire. You smile for communication. You see, we do so many smiles. And everyone got a motive for this smile. But the baby, he doesn't have a motive. His pure expression, I done it. Man must know every expression he does has a motive. Everything you got a motive. Is the why you're making this thinking. And what for you're making this thinking. If you make it for good, that's good. If you make it for bad, that's going to come back to you. Don't do to others as others don't want to do to you. That's what it is. We must live all together as a chain. If anyone is not connected, they're going to have no chain. The link is broken. We must be united. Body, mind, and soul, one man. Don't say, I'm doing this, he's doing this, he's doing this. No. You take the clock. The clock had all kind of wheels inside. Big, small, this, that, all kind. Didn't say the one, oh, I am bigger, I do this work. I'm faster, I do this work. No. All together work for one reason. To show the correct. That must all work to go to this mission we got to do. Don't say, I am doing more, I am doing less. No. The thing is, he says, I am doing the best work, no. I am doing this work, no. This, no. This, no. This, no. All together, yes, we work together. Can you cut a hammer with this finger to do a job? No. With this? No. With all together, you can do the job. That's what it is. Unity. Unity. Unity is power. Diversion is weakness. We must understand this and erase the ego. Ego, erase it. We must be all one, with no exception. So this way, we're going to reach the point in our mission. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You just never know, do you? Let's take a break. You just never know. Let's have a break. Don't go far, brother.
Go.
I'm going to keep the talking stick for a minute. Sometimes they're not quite fair games that are played. Sometimes there are surprises that are far more valuable if you don't know. This was a time when Brandt, especially more than almost anybody else, nagged and picked and wanted to know. And,
sorry.
And, no, you're not. This starts right off with no lies. So Dorma says to me, well, yeah, but it really would have been nice if someone had just come to share, because I don't feel worthy. And I remind her that if she doesn't feel worthy, does that lessen me? And so think about that a minute, and, well, why don't you do your own meeting? Because other people, you know, don't go through whatever it is she thinks she goes through. There is a purpose for everything and everyone. There has been an amazingly important reason that we have handled this particular location differently. God speaks, you hear, you refuse, or you accept, or whatever. We've been very cautious never to have pictures taken that go out there for publicity, because you can imagine what Mr. Green would do with all of that. We're not interested in having an entertainment committee. We are part of each other. And that's all that matters. And you can't get out there and do more than offer. The minute you hold somebody down and cram it down their throat is the day you lose them. So you don't do that. And I told her, just don't worry about it, sweetheart. You don't know what may come your way. You don't know who will be guided to come your way. And she's still a little bit in a state of shock. You see, we have a lot of things going through Greece, including our friend here. Now, where and when and how and, you know, the questions, the myriads of questions that man is capable of asking, some should not be answered simply because it is unimportant. There was no then or expectation of to come, except in your mind. There is a potential of tomorrow, so you better start living as if it were reality. Because the only reality that you will have is in that, quote, tomorrow, end quote. Because you are living in the moment. That's all you have. All you have. The past is gone. You better forgive yourself for that. You better have learned your lessons. You better not be forgetting. That's what's wrong with you. They say, oh, forgive, forget. No, forgive. Period. The moment you forget, You have to repeat it. So don't forget. Handle what you have done. Handle those memories to the very best of your ability. But learn God, learn truth, learn right. And pretty soon you won't have to struggle with all those choices. You will automatically make the choice that leaves you on that road. You will meet the conditions of God without even realizing it because they become what you are. And you don't have to beat your chest on the hill and say, "Me Tarzan, you Jane, my opinion is yours." Because it won't be anyway. Jane will figure a way to get you. So it's not very wise to do that. All of you want to know who this man is. Why? Why? Ah, some of you are even afraid he'll just go. Isn't it funny? The least that you expect, the more important the lesson that you get. This one's an old friend. An old, old friend. You know, at least. John's been around a long time, too. Round and around until we get our own memories confused. But we all go back to some very special times. And not the least of which is sharing in these old Athenian hills. You see, Greece is important. And he spoke of Macedonia. And I saw it just go by. You have old Athenia, Assassinia. A lovely word that they call themselves. You see, they call it the Hellenic Isles. The Isles of Elos. If you're going to say, "Come with me," you're Ella, Ella. It's a perfectly wonderful, wonderful language. We go back through the Theophilus period of walking through the meadows and the flowers that are not so alien to your own feet. It's your history. Whatever may have been, you see, they have the Charites of the seven sisters on the Acropolis. You go back to Neptune and the sea. And we're all there. We're all there. And you're just meeting your history. Did he know he needed to come here? Yes, he did. He knew he needed to come. Did he know why he needed to come? He does now, whether he did or not. And it's a blessing for all of us. And he feels he needs to go back there because they've lost their way even more drastically than you've lost yours, because you were there and you've lost it. But he also knows he needs to be here also. And like Little Crow said, "I will have to pass that way, my dear. Part of it is because I need to look after you." This man needs to look after her. And that is my gift. That's my gift. Nora was filled with questions. Whatever you can get out of him is his business. If you can figure out who he is, we can take up a pot and see who wins. He's you after learning. We're all in it together. You cannot separate us out. Is that it? It's in our DNA. Now, Nora was full of questions as only Nora would be. Nora will write a paper, and it will have 14 PSs. Each one longer than her letter. And we do need ones like this. You see, he has experienced over in those high places where the master was and taught. He studied and been with those who have no ending, everlasting. And you think, are there really such beings? Oh, indeed. And we're coming now to creep upon our ability to go to preschool. We're not quite ready for kindergarten. And that awakening is going to come so rapidly. You have Dr. Atkinson here, who is an anesthesiologist. Well, if he only realized it, he wouldn't have had to put people to sleep all these years. They're already asleep. His problem should be waking them up. And I told Dorma that today would be special for her. And the reason that it's special is because she's getting to hear our own messages through other lips. And actually, other beings that can relate even more closely to her. There is a bond. And so pick up your talking stick and answer Nora's questions. Nora, you're going to have to repeat a few. And then share this dish towel when it gets too heavy and wet. And the rest of you are on your own. I know they're Kleenex here. This is the joy of brotherhood.
My question was a question I didn't ask, really, because I thought you all would like to share the answer. So I told him to wait until after break to tell us. But the question was, how do you meditate? And the reason for that is because when he was talking about how things worked with him, he said when he was in meditation that his body just shook. And I said, well, I feel some increased energy, but my body's never shook. And he says, that's because I've got a larger connection. You've got a small wire, and I've got a big wire. And he says, you've got a small bulb, and I've got a big bulb. So he says, it's all in the, you don't meditate right. So I asked him to tell us after the break how to meditate.
My brothers, today, the blessed day for you, for me, for everyone. That we can hear the right way that God made man to connect with him. People, they say, go for meditation. What is meditation? Gurus around, meditation. What is meditation? Do you know what is meditation? It's a ladder that you have to go all these steps to go up to the roof. But you, be taught, go there in the last step. Can you go up there with the last step? No. You must go the steps one by one. One by one. If you wanted to build a house, you have to build brick by brick. You can go like that and say, go. You can force yourself to reach these steps up there. Because you are what you are. He is what he is. She is what she is. Everyone got our previous life experience and level consciousness. If you're in grade one, you can go to the top, to the grade six. You can understand these lessons. Did you see any kid go from grade one to university? No. So we must follow the steps. If you don't follow the steps, You never go up there. Never mind what they say. Do this, this and that. No. You can't do with these things. The power is silence. Sound is confusion. You see all these churches there, preachers, this, miss all these things. Or you stress in the back and this and that and pray and this. No, it's not. God never hears you in the sound. Never. Hears you in a teeny voice inside you. That teeny voice, he can hear it. But he can hear the sound. He can hear you in silence. Complete silence. Only you can hear his voice and nothing else. Now, how you can start to go this step ladder? First thing is your decision. You must decide with no step back. Think that you got a wall in the back of you. You understand me? Wall. You can't put your foot back. The only thing is you have to go ahead. No retreat. The negative forces, they're going to come in front of you. They can put everything in your mind. They can put the beauty of this last world around here. Don't do it. But you must persist. Only by persistence you can achieve. Without persistence, never achieve. Everything done, done by persistence. If people they didn't put offer on themselves in any project, could be done this project. So think about your own temple. You must make a decision. This is the most important thing. Don't say, I tried. No. Then go and I try. I'm going to do it. And then you go succeed. If you go, oh, how you done it? What she done it? No. Then go this way. You are different from everyone. You must go with your level. Maybe to you, reveal it instantly. And the other one takes months, years, and never come. You can ask him what you feel, what you see, yourself. No one can do for you. I'm a teacher. I'm not a preacher. Preachers, they say words. Hot words. Teachers, they teach. They show ways. That's the difference between teacher and preacher. Now, I am here to teach. It's meant for me to be here to teach people the right way. And these people all inside here, this brotherhood, must all concentrate in these teachings. Must all put our efforts in these teachings. Because it's not my teachings. If those people that achieve immortality, and they're born by flesh, as you and me and everyone, that means mortality is not impossible. We must do it. In this life, in this time, in this age. It's going to be difficult. But you must push the efforts. You see a weight lifter. He lifts 800 pounds. Did he born weight lifter? Did he? No. But what's he put in his mind? I want to be a weight lifter. Do you ask him how many hours, how many days, how much sweat she put inside in this gym day and night? Did you? No. That is his efforts to achieve what he put in his mind, he conceived in his mind. I wanted to be this. She didn't say, oh, I feel pain. Oh, I have this. Right? Is that right? See? No. It's not pain. I do it. And I do it again, and again, and again, and again, until I complete my course. You must make a decision. Anyone who succeeds today to be some person, a doctor, an engineer, a philosopher, a professor, or anything, he put in his mind, I will be this. He gave himself direction. If you don't have direction, you're going, you'll be lost. Going one, this, right, the other side. Everyone can take you out on your path if you don't have direction. That is the most important thing. Direction. Don't change in any way from your path. Because you know this path is the truth. And the negative forces, they're going around you and they say, don't do that. Maybe they give you headache. Maybe they give you pain. They're going to work in this way to distract you from there, to bring you obstructions on you, so you can quit. No. You can say, no. I'm going to meet my father. I want to go my home. Nobody can stop me. I got the power. So, first thing, you have to make this decision. If you don't make any decision, I'm sorry, nothing can be done. Nothing can be done. Nobody can do for you. It's you. Only you have to make the decision. Then, you have to make a concentration. You have to centralize your energies in one point. All your inner must go to this point. This is the point, the center of energy. It is 2 inches below the belly button. Do you know what is the most important thing on men? What is?
Breath.
Huh?
Breath.
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 What?
Breath.
Breath. Breath. That's right. Men can live without food certain time. Men can live without water certain time. How long men can live without air? Think the insanity we got in this life to destroy this part of the life, the earth, air. Polluted this point, air of life. Polluted. And only this, kill the trees. Do you know who is the tree? Do you know why is made the tree? Can you understand this? Nature has balance. Everything in nature made by wisdom and in divine mind. Everything is done by this way. So no one gonna be out of balance. What do you breathe? Oxygen. Air. What do you take out? Carbon. What the tree breathes? Carbon. What gives out? Oxygen. So the cycle of life moves. Now, taking the trees out of the way, you diminish your own life. It's like you take yourself and put inside in a bag and try to breathe there. You suffocate. We got the oceans. They have plankton inside. Can you see in picture how the bubbles come from inside of the ocean? this oxygen. What we do with this? Polluting this thing too. What be left after to breathe? Nothing. So we try to commit a dead planet. By what? By greed. To transfer the life to paper money, dead money. How much you want to accumulate? What are you going to do with this? Man lives in illusion. You say, I got so many $1,000 in the bank. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go a trip. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I win the lottery. And you're going outside, bam, you finish. Where are you going? Where are you going? Where is your billions? Where are your millions? Where is this? So we must know these things given to you to use it wise. Wise. You see the poor man hungry? Feed him. You see the poor family hungry? Feed him. Not self-satisfaction. No last satisfaction. Man goes for lust.